Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 7th. God is love. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Love is a hard word to describe. We use it too much. We say we love brownies, for instance, and we say that we love our moms. You might say we love the color green or that we love rain. So when Romans 8:39 says that nothing can separate us from the love of God, what does that really mean? What does it mean that God loves us? 1 Corinthians 13 explains love better than any other chapter of the Bible. Using this chapter, we learn how true love really is defined, what it really means. God is patient. He's waiting for you to trust him. God is kind. He's a father to his people. God isn't proud. He sent his only son to die, even though he was God. God is always the same. He never changes. You can trust him. God wants the best for you. Read Romans 8:28. God is happy when you obey. God promises never to leave you. God hopes that you will grow and offers to help you change. God never fails, even though everything and everyone else in life fails. 1 John 4:16 says, "And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." The definition, or the meaning, of true everlasting love is God himself. Love was created by God and given by God. No one loves you more than God does. God is love. The definition of love is God himself. Because of things that have happened in my life, do I sometimes struggle to understand the meaning of true love? How can I show that I trust in God as the one who loves me most of all? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 7th.